Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Work out your salvation. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, "I know him," but does not do what the commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2, 3-4. Just mention the word commands in our society and watch what happens. Some people bristle and the rest squirm. Sadly, that attitude not only permeates the world, but also the church. But the Apostle John regards obedience to God's commands as a good way to judge whether we know Christ. In the first chapter, we saw that John wrote to refute the Gnostic heresy that matter was evil, and thus Jesus could not have come in the flesh. John also wrote to correct another Gnostic error, licentiousness. Their reasoning went like this: if evil is in matter, rather than in breaking God's law, then breaking God's law is not evil. You can imagine what kind of wickedness followed. Shouldn't the Christian want to obey God? Listen to Bishop Ryle. Walk with J.C. Ryle, a British church leader and author in the 1800s. Believers are eminently and peculiarly under a special obligation to live holy lives. They are not dead, blind, and unrenewed. They are alive unto God, enlightened, and have a new principle within them. Whose fault is it if they are not holy? On whom can they throw the blame if they are not sanctified? God, who has given them a new heart and a new nature, has deprived them of all excuses if they do not live for his praise. This is a point which is far too much forgotten. A man who professes to sanctification, if indeed any at all, and coolly tells you he can do nothing, is a very pitiable sight and a very ignorant man. Against this delusion, let us be on our guard. If the Savior of sinners gives us renewing grace and calls us by his Spirit, we may be sure that he expects us not to go to sleep. Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11.
We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. Dear friends, I'm not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I'm writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him and in you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates a brother or sister is still in the darkness. Anyone who loves their brother and sister lives in the light, and there's nothing in them to make them stumble. But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going, because the darkness has blinded them.
John says God's commands distinguish love from sin and are not burdensome. 1 John 3, 4, 5-3. The world says God's commands are chains to be broken and fetters to be thrown off. Psalm 2:3. Which attitude characterizes you?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.